Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey,
early my head, bro. Me have to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Hey, 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 hey,
every time I see you, I just fall in love.
You see, yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever.
Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make her feel you. Make you feel me. Wine, wine, dance, dance. At the club, right, right. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show catch up for me.
Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
You see, yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
Maja yori me, maja yori. I'm a so bad day, got your sad look. I'm a low boy, I'm a low night. I'm an ille ayemi, 61, I'm a friend of Jiri. Me a go spend my money, my shaye neti. Le 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 le, I'm a old dem a bani tele.
Iti yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
Iti yawo mi, yawo mi. Yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
Faka piki faka,
hey.
Faka piki faka,
hey.
Faka piki faka.
Mama na one by one we dey go. Mama na me and you na today.
Mama jaja yo la baka de jaje. Mama mo de ma de ba o de le. Eli man don't come again now. Eli man don't come again now. Hey, now we see na de fine baba don't do it for me.
Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love.
You see yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't take a low.
Author and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokua.
witch doctor, medicine man of Yellow Pocahontas. All is truly and indeed a blessing, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily lives, our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, place where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today I want to talk. First of all, we're going to have a power lunch today. I'm probably going to do a 30-minute show, and then I'm going to move forward. I'm present because of spirit. I'm present in this moment. I am present in this time, this season, this body, this location, this realization. I am present to do the will and the work of spirit. It's not always about me. Sometimes it might even be in direct opposition to me. But ultimately, it is my vocation, my lifelong vocation. Every now and then, I like to talk about, think about, meditate on all is a blessing. And what that means, it's more than a catchphrase, more than a tagline. It's a way of living, a way of being, a way of thinking, a way of analyzing, a way of realizing the world around me, my inner world and my outer world. And if you have not, it is critical for your understanding that you go back into the 5 years of show and really listen to my series on interdimensional time and space. We exist in more than one dimension. This is not hoodoo, if you will. This is not fairy tale. This is not mythology, philosophy. This is quantum metaphysical science, quantum science. In order for our reality to exist, we must be more than one dimension. And what we put our energy into, what we put our ashe into, what we put our thoughts into, our time, crystallizes that reality, that manifestation. And it can change on a dime. Let me say that from the top. It can literally change for you overnight. It can change instantly. It can change from one moment to the next. If you've ever been in a bad mood, a bad way, a bad disposition, and someone placed some unexpected money in your hand, you go to the box and you got a check, and you felt that shift. You answer the door and it's someone you haven't seen in a long time. immediately you shift from that one dimensional space to the next, immediately. And we will often say it, you know, by circumstance, by some outside force. But it's really an internal reality. There's a dimensional space inside of us that is not exacting to our dimensional space outside of us. What I'm feeling, thinking, experiencing right now may be completely different from what you see, what you understand, what you can interpret. Now, some of you are, you know, asking, thinking, okay, now where is he going with this? And this is really a direct response to many of the questions, many of the requests that I have had in the last few days, which for me is indicative of a much bigger presence in our society, and particularly here in the West. And I keep making that distinction because I am born and raised here in the West. I have a personal connection to that experience, but I'm also global. So I have something to mirror it against, to balance it against, to get a clearer understanding of. And there are personality characteristics of regions, of states, of cities, of countries, you know, of continents. There are certain cultural, ethnic, reality-based thought forms that we internalize and crystallize as real because it is our experience. When coming out of that, coming up in that, being a part of that world, that dimensional space, and then coming to a crossroads where you decide you want to do something different, it is imperative that we first look at our thoughts, because you can't get the right information if you can't even ask the right questions. And you can't even ask the right questions if you don't understand what it is that you're looking at. You can't even navigate the space that you're in to make sense of what those questions should be. You might as well be in a dark box. And we live in a culture of eat what you want, drink what you want, do what you want, party all night, and then take a pill, then take an antacid, then take an aspirin, then take a Tylenol, some quick instantaneous fix that does not necessarily require us going deep, figuring out what the real issue is, changing our behavior, taking personal responsibility for our behavior. And this becomes some of the baggage that we bring to understanding spirituality and religion. We exist now in an environment of anti-religion, particularly among so-called conscious folk. And they really feel they have a solid basis for that position. But you got to first examine how you think, how you process. And some of you anti-religious folks are coming from a crystallized Christian perspective, a crystallized Islamic perspective, a crystallized political perspective. And it's so ingrained and it's so deep and it's so unconscious, you don't even see it. You think you're operating from free range consciousness. I'm on this intellectual journey, this spiritual journey. I'm learning. I'm gathering knowledge. I'm asking questions. That's my right. And you can't even hear your own questions. I'm going to give you a quick example. I posted a picture yesterday. Eshu, Legba, however you can relate, the darker form Eshu, there were three of them in front of a offering libation bowl. And someone asked the question, immediately their mind connected, is this, I see three, is this the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Now, listen to me, I'm not judging their question or their right to ask it or their exploring of information. I'm just trying to get that person and others to use this as an example to make sense of what I'm trying to tell you right now. That was a Christian question. Whether you identify Christian or not, whether you think you know anything about the Bible or Christianity or not, that was a question that was directly invoked from your Western Christianized experience in this dimension. That would not have been a question that someone raised, taught in that environment would have asked, because that would have been a foreign concept to them. So you're processing indigenous culture. I've said this before, indigenous philosophies, indigenous traditions, but you're asking yourself internally, even before it come out your mouth, you're asking it in very Christian dominated, blocked out ways of thinking. So you got to first suspend your thought process that connects you back to slavery, that connects you back to this oppressive culture. That's not easy. I'm not suggesting that it is, but it must be done before you can even begin to think in a way that mirrors the indigenous culture or an indigenous religious system or indigenous lifestyle that you're now trying to learn or adopt. Another example is how the colonizers went into the rest of the world, not just Africa, but the rest of the world, and then reinterpreted what they saw through what they understood. They saw paganism. They saw idolaters. They saw abominable acts and behavior because they had no other intellectual, spiritual, life experience connection to what they were seeing. So sometimes I'm posting images, and some of you have noticed because you've commented, some have even complained about the lack of information that I give with some of these photos. And there's a very conscious, deliberate reasoning for that. One, I don't want to be the seed planter. Am I planting seeds? Inevitably, absolutely. Hopefully so that you would get up and do your study, do your research, understand how that connects to your experience. But many of you want somebody else to do that work for you. You want me to tell you what it is, explain it. You want a lifetime of experience, training, initiations, knowledge, wisdom, and you want it explained to you through a Burger King drive-through in under 2 minutes. And that's not, it's not even reality, let alone all the other adjectives I could put. It's not logical. It's not intellectual. It's not reasonable. I told someone yesterday, your question is not reasonable. That's what I meant. That is not a reasonable question. And it's not reasonable because you don't even know what language we're speaking, let alone interpreting the symbolism that is before you. And it's not just trying to understand, you know, cross-water cultures. It happens right here in our society every day, in pop culture, where we assume certain meanings, certain attachments to words, to phrases, to symbolism, to people, and then assume a lot of extra stuff along with that based on what it looks like, based on your experience to what it looks like. And you miss the small details because you're securing your place of knowing a quick second of looking at something and thinking you understand it based on your personal experience and whatever dimensional space you're standing in within the moment. But ultimately, without going deeper, it's just an illusion. It's just a test. So we've got to take ourselves a little bit more seriously, particularly those of you who are claiming some type of consciousness, who are claiming to be on a spiritual journey. Get to a destination, but who are claiming to be on a spiritual journey, you got to take things a little bit more seriously. And to those of us that are serious about this, oh, wow, it's blaring. It's blaring. That's why sometimes my responses are so quick, so immediate. Send me a formal request. I'll be glad to help you. I know when you have a real question. The question screams at me before you open your mouth, before you send me the communication. Okay, but often, peace and blessings, and I fall back and I wait, and I give you a couple of minutes to gather your thoughts. But when it's, you know, how are you doing? Beloved, I'm the divine prince. You're not chatting me up to find out how I'm doing. Let's keep it real here. And those who truly understand what I'm doing and how I'm doing are actively a part of that. They know what's going on, and they're getting in where they fit in. They're not fishing around. It's not a voyeuristic pursuit. By God, it's not entertainment. I'm not doing it to entertain you. I'm not doing it so you can find something interesting to look at on Facebook. That's not why it's being done. If that's where it hits you and that's your place, that's your dimension, I'm not opposed to that. But don't then expect me to step outside of my zone to sort of play along with that. Stop by. Heck, say hello if you want to. Keep it rolling. Don't block the people that are trying to really learn. And for goodness sake, don't block the people who are in the process of application of what we're demonstrating. It's a demonstration. It's not a lecture. It's not a class. It's not a show. It's not for entertainment. It's a demonstration of our reality. And more specifically, of my own personal reality. It's social networking. It's my Facebook wall. It's my Twitter. I can post whatever I want. Your response to it, your, you know, questioning of it, your taking it personally, for goodness sake, it's personal. That has nothing to do with me. It's not my goal. It's not my plan. Someone, for goodness sake, suggested yesterday that I was sending her hidden messages in my post. Beloved, you aren't even on my radar until you click like, until you leave a comment. And then you left a comment that made absolutely no sense to anybody who was even observing the stream, because it was personal for you. Now, art, culture, spirituality, religion is supposed to hit you in a personal place. It's not my conscious decision to do it. It is. Art is supposed to be thought-provoking, to be emotionally invoking. So if you come onto my page and you see something, then you take the time to read something, and then it hits you somewhere, and you feel some kind of way, it is not personal to me. It is not personal to you until you receive it into your spirit, until you bring it into your dimensional space. Right now, it's suspended in inner space on my wall, and the meaning is completely within my dimensional space. But to assume some hidden, coded Illuminati message is ridiculous. Other than that's where you are in your place, in your space, in this divine moment in time. And whatever your religion, whatever your philosophy, whatever your thought process, wherever you are in all of this, it's personal. It's between you It's between God. It's between spirit. And we're wasting a lot of time, a lot of effort on nonsense out here in this cyberspace. Personal, it doesn't really amount to much beyond entertainment. And for someone who clarifies spirituality and religion every day, such as myself, please don't assume me into that. Please don't, because that's not why I'm here. I'm not here, I'm not there, I'm not a part of that. Whatever goes on in cyberspace, we all have our connection to that, but I'm not a part of that. Just because I'm on Facebook doesn't mean I'm now open to being a part of that game, being a part of that pattern. And I'm very clear. My communications are clear. My protocols are clear. And I would like to even think my posts are clear. I guess I'm just asking that each individual take the time to secure that level of clarity for yourself. And with that, I'm going to end the show with divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, and invite you back here with me again tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on the Power Lunch. Tomorrow is Super Sunday. Many of you locally know that it has already been postponed due to the expected rain tomorrow for Sunday the 23rd. However, we don't know what the rain is truly going, the weather is truly going to be until it happens tomorrow. And I suspect that sporadically in spots, you will see some color tomorrow. I'm sure you'll see some color on Josephine tomorrow. For how long and to what extent will be left up to the weather. But the organized Super Sunday has been postponed from tomorrow, Sunday, March 16th, to next week, Sunday, March 23rd. Until then, remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, the Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated, and as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart. Beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space, beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance. Be Banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. 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 Remember. Remember.